the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. We're talking about Joe Biden. Joe has a favorite expression. He says, don't compare me to the Almighty, compare me to the alternative. And I think what you'll see in this campaign is two very different visions about how we move the country forward. I believe that we've got to invest in things like education, making college affordable, science and technology, rebuilding our roads, rebuilding the country, that all those things can be done in a sensible way while we're bringing our deficits down in a balanced way. I think that everybody sitting on this couch is probably going to have to pay a little bit more in taxes so we don't have to raise taxes for middle-class families. And that's a different view from what Mr. Romney believes. And that's a legitimate debate to have. I think this is going to be a really important election.
There's President Obama from his appearance this week on The View explaining some of the differences between him and Romney. Presidential race, talking about Romney and Obama. Maybe a little Ron Paul coming up in this hour of the countdown. At least get us started. Here is host Bruce Wolf with Dan Proft. They talk about the latest poll numbers, which shows Romney moving ahead of Mr. Obama, especially with female voters.
Barack Obama now trailing in a CBS New York Times poll?
Yeah, but you know the New York Times is biased.
Right.
That's what his campaign said.
You can't trust the New York Times.
Oh, boy.
That's biased.
Of course.
Yeah.
So what does this poll exactly say? It's still very close,
yeah,
right?
The statistical dead heat among registered voters, Romney 46, Obama 43, but this gender gap still is really a problem. Oh, wait. Among women, Romney 46, Obama 44.
Hokey smokes.
Yeah.
I believe David Brooks writes a column today. It's one of those where I intuited from the link and didn't actually read it. But David Brooks, who used to be on our side, I think, and now is going to the dark side with the New York Times, says, and this is the spin they have on it right now.
He oscillates back and forth, Brooks.
Well, this is the spin. Obama should be getting crushed right now, given the state of the economy. He shouldn't even be close right now. So that's the way of spinning it in his favor. Now, but I'll ask you this. At this point in the 1980 campaign, where were Carter and Reagan? Do you know?
Carter, I don't remember.
I mean, as of May, the whatever.
But 5 months out, Carter was still up significantly.
He was still up significantly despite what we then had as the misery index, unemployment and inflation adding up to astronomical numbers.
Yeah, look, the power of incumbency is very real, and it's not just for the president. It's at every level of elective office. And so he has done certain things to appease certain constituencies, and so you start with a relatively high floor, not to mention now you have Democrat, Republican, so you have people that are just locked in to vote based on party affiliation. So the idea that what's he going to lose? He's going to lose by 30 points? It's ridiculous. No president is going to lose by that much, almost regardless of what's happened on their watch. But he is unbelievably vulnerable based on these numbers. Now, again, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We talk about this all the time when there was a gender gap, according to some polls, as recently as a few weeks ago, that showed Obama up 20 points among women, and I think it was really mostly single women as opposed to married women, where Romney is leading, and that explains how that gap is closed. But let's not get ahead of ourselves and reading too much into polling. There's snapshots in time, but it shows that Romney, who had just came out of a bruising primary, as they all are at this level, and has really not established himself in the minds of a lot of voters who won't pay attention to this until after Labor Day, he's pretty well positioned.
Speaking of numbers, how about the number $1 million, which is what Ricky Martin raised for President Obama at the LGBT Leadership Council and the Futuro Fund at the Rubin Museum of Art in New York City. I ask you this, is it worth the president flip-flopping on gay marriage to get $1 million from a Ricky Martin fundraiser?
Living La Vida.
Not exactly $15 million.
You know, living La Vida Loca doesn't pay like it used to.
I haven't followed Ricky Martin since that song. I mean,
yeah, well, he's not been much to follow.
Is he au courant?
Up next, more on the polls on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hot stuff in talk radio. Doug Steffen, the presidential race. Steve Scott with CBS political analyst Brian Montepulciano. They talk about how close President Obama and Mitt Romney are in the latest polls.
Brian, a recent CBS News poll showed Mitt Romney inching just ahead of President Obama. Do you expect them to jockey back and forth the next few months?
Well, if you look at the average of the polls out there right now, it's incredibly close. It's within 0.1 percentage points. This is a very split country on these two, and I think it's going to be a very, very tight race. We'll see some movement in the polls, but you have to keep in mind, polls are not always accurate. They operate within margins of error, and I think generally, based on the totality of polls, we're looking at essentially an even race right now.
Now that the other Republican names have been removed and whittled down to just Mitt Romney, does that give him a boost?
To some extent, I think it does. I mean, the thing for Romney now is he needs to define himself for the general election. So the question is he able to define himself positively as a guy who would be a steady hand for the economy, or are the Obama folks able to define him negatively as someone who basically is what Rick Perry called in the primary a vulture capitalist? The Obama people came out with an ad this week where they spotlighted Romney's work at Bain Capital, and specifically how one company that Bain Capital was involved with went bankrupt and laid off a lot of work. And around these folks ended up with a lot of money. If the Obama team can convince Americans that Romney is sort of looking out for the rich and not for the everyday American, then they've got a good shot. But, you know, the Romney folks shot back with their own ad saying, look, Romney's been a job creator, and here's something to prove it. So right now it's really for Romney about how he's defined.
With these two running pretty close together inside the margin of error in that last CBS News poll, what will make the difference in this race down the stretch?
Well, to quote what's become a cliche at this point, James Carville's comment that it's the economy, stupid. I mean, you know, we get wrapped up in social issues a lot of the time. There's all these distractions. Of course, gay marriage was in the news last week. But realistically, I don't think there's a lot of people who are going to be swayed on gay marriage, maybe a few. But ultimately, it's going to come down to the economy, and not just the economy nationally, but how the economy looks in swing states. If you look at some of the key swing states like Virginia, Ohio, Florida, the economy is doing pretty well, and that's important for the president. But then you look at some place like Nevada, where the economy is a disaster. So you just have to look at how the economy is in each of these states, and you really have to think about this as a state-by-state contest instead of a national one.
How about the economy of campaign fundraising? Do each of these candidates have money to burn down the stretch?
Barack Obama, I think, is going to have more money in terms of his campaign, but this is the year of the super PACs. Our Supreme Court has dictated that corporations have free speech and that they can dump as much money as they want into influencing these elections. Now, they can't donate directly to the candidates, but they can run ads. And in fact, the Karl Rove-backed group Crossroads GPS just today announced that it's launching a $25 million attack ad on President Obama. I think when all is said and done, the Republicans will probably spend a little bit more money than the Democrats, but we are in unchecked territory here, so it's hard to say exactly how it's going to play out.
Doc host Keith Kramer with Mitt Romney's high school bullying incident on his mind, wondering out loud if it really deserves any attention.
I guess some high school friends of Mitt Romney came forward with some kind of stories about him holding them down, and you know, he cut somebody's hair, he held somebody down and cut his hair, and I think he threw out, you know, a couple of slurs at one point, or so they say. But Mitt Romney's such an idiot that he comes out and goes, "Well, I'm sorry. I don't remember it, but I'm sorry." Okay, let me get this straight. You're running for the president of the United States of America. Somebody comes out and accuses you of something, and because you can't remember it, you just come out and say, "I'm sorry. I don't remember it, but I'm sorry." That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Either you did it or you didn't do it. And if you don't remember it, why would you apologize for it? God. It pains me down in my scrotum when people are that idiotic. Play the clip, Gene.
I don't recall the incident myself, but I've seen the reports, and not going to argue with that. There's no question but that I did some stupid things when I was in high school.
But if you don't remember it, then what do you give a crap? I mean, you know, if you did it and you're sincerely sorry and you remember it, acknowledge it. Yeah, I know it. Just say, I know it. I did some dumb stuff when I was in high school. I was, you know, 14 years old, 15 years old. And my apologies to those fellas. You know, I hate bullying, blah, blah, blah. But no. Let's say I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't recall the incident myself, but I've seen the reports, and not going to argue with that. There's no question but that I did some stupid things when I was in high school.
You're on the Kramer Show. Welcome in.
Well, Kramer, it's been proven, but the family of the boy that this supposedly happened to said it never happened. First off, it was a made up story. And isn't it miraculous the timing of that story? The same day that Obama comes out and supports gay marriage, they find this 50-year-old story about Romney, but they can't find in Obama's memoirs, his book, where he says that he bullied a little girl. I mean,
so you think this is some kind of Democratic cover-up to bring? Because I don't think that this is that big of a story that it can overshadow Obama coming out to align himself with gay marriage.
Let's pause for a moment, then change the focus to gay marriage. Shall we debate that? Yep, we will. Next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As we continue talking about what you're talking about and what you're listening to, the opinion formers are talking about gay marriage. Here's Sean Hannity talking to Herman Cain about the politics behind the president's decision to announce his support for gay marriage.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. You know, Herman, you ran. You know what it's like to be a candidate. And it's interesting because even the New York Times poll, which they're, of all people, the president's campaign is now complaining about the methodology where Democrats were oversampled by 6%. Because two-thirds of the people see this for what it is, political expediency. This is the president's old position. He changed it three times in between that he had back in 1994.
This was clearly a political decision, a political move. You know, Democrats have long taken black people for granted, their votes. Now, this president coming out with this issue, he's now taking black people for granted, not just their votes. Secondly, this is a states' rights issue. Why does he want to hijack this issue and try to make it a national issue when it is not? It is clearly a political move, and unfortunately, not all people of faith are going to be gullible enough to just follow him simply because he says he has evolved. It's not going to work.
And by the way, if you're a Republican and you change your mind, you're a flip-flopper. But of course, if you change your mind back and forth and back and forth again, you're evolving. This is part of an evolution process. Yeah. Herman, what did you think about the line on The View today where the president said, well, when your name is Barack Obama, you know, it's always tight, Barack Hussein Obama. Remember, prior to the 08 election and his swearing in, you know, poor Bill Cunningham out in Cincinnati, you know, said Barack Hussein Obama, and he was excoriated for saying it.
Well, I think that was his way of trying to add some humor since he was on that show. But I can tell you, a lot of people aren't laughing. He doubled down on this whole issue, Sean, when he said he also wants to put Congress on notice. He wants to repeal DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. You know, forgive me for sounding as if I'm frustrated. Who does he think he is?
Yeah.
He is not God. He is the President of the United States. And that's what's turning a lot of people off.
Here's what some talk radio callers have called in to say, weighing in on the debate over gay marriage.
While I support Obama and his
acceptance of gay marriage. There's just one thing. He said it had to be left up to the states to decide. And the problem with this is that most of the legal benefits and protections of marriage come from the federal government. They come from the states. It has to do with tax law, Social Security, inheritance rights, and so on. So, for instance, say you have a gay couple that's legally married in Iowa, and under, say they have, they're allowed to declare each other beneficiaries under Social Security, but then for economic reasons they have to move south to Missouri. They get to Missouri where they're not allowed to be married, and they become unmarried in Missouri. Does that mean that they give up all their federal benefits? Most of the legal benefits and protections of marriage come from the federal government. And that's why I think the Supreme Court is ultimately going to have the last say on this.
I think the entire nation, both on the Republican and the Democratic side, are looking at it in the wrong way. I think the institution of marriage existed long before there was a government. But now we have both sides trying to use government to either recognize or not recognize marriage. I think the only thing the government should recognize is civil unions. As far as marriage is concerned, I think we should leave it to the churches, we should leave it to the mosque or the synagogue. If there is a mosque or a church or a synagogue that wants to legalize or that wants to kind of go ahead and approve a marriage between heterosexuals or homosexuals, I think that should be left to those religious institutions. The only thing that the government should recognize are civil unions.
Now we'd like to hear from you. Presidential race, debate over gay marriage, the Zimmerman-Trayvon case, 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah. Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, get over 10,000 top brands of tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours. Find your local Tire and Lube Express at Walmart.com.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Talk radio coast to coast.
The power of radio and conversation on the radio is what we highlight here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, continuing along with this, I guess we'd call it a provocative discussion. It always is when you get into gay marriage and same-sex marriage, that sort of thing. Whether it was a flip-flop or an evolution or a change of view, President Obama is the first sitting president to endorse same-sex marriage. Coincidentally, same week the president announced this change, Cyndi Lauper, one of the biggest activists for gay and lesbian rights in the entertainment community, came to the District of Columbia to get an award for her work to end lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youth homelessness. Hearing the president's support for same-sex marriage, she said that she felt extraordinary. Quote, "I'm proud to be an American. I've never been so proud of a president before," Cyndi Lauper said. "I have been seeing all of my life the disparity and the inequality that goes with being gay or a lesbian. And so to be a part of this and be here at the same time gives me a lot of hope." Lauper has not always been happy to be associated with politicians. I'm remembering back to the time of True Colors and Girls Just Want to Have Fun, when she didn't want her songs used in political ads, even by Democrats who share a lot of her political views. And so one would wonder, again, how this affects you. That's, she describes how it affects her. How does this affect you? 800-510-8255. We continue our conversation about this evolution and your thoughts on same with Ray in New York.
I believe the president is a flip-flopper in just about everything he said from the day he was inaugurated, whether it was closing Gitmo, the torture of suspected terrorists, so instead of capturing them, he just blows them up. And with the gay marriage, personally, I don't care. I don't think it should be a federal law, though. It should be up to the states. And I also feel the president stamps down on the 10th and 2nd Amendments, and he has to go. I'm sorry, he has to go.
Has to go. All right, 800-510-8255. Joe in Utah, here's your opportunity. Let's hear from you.
Now, my take is on it. Number one, gay marriage is wrong. It's wrong as a natural occurrence of God. It's wrong in every way. Mitt Romney knows that. He stood up and said that. You don't have to worry about Mitt Romney because his religion knows that the marriage between a man and a woman. Barack Obama is like every other liberal who doesn't have a clue how to live. It doesn't have a clue what's right and wrong, and you can see that in his evolving stance. His policies evolve from whatever CNN says and MSNBC says. That's what Obama will do.
Uh-huh. 800-510-8255. Wrong for you, sir? Got it. Wrong for everybody else? Isn't that up to them? Michael in Florida, your thoughts on this continuing discussion. We have a lot of people on the line here. 800-510-8255 reaches us on the countdown. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. So go ahead, sir.
I believe that, you know, it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Now, on the part of flip-flopping, I'm scared of Romney, for sure. I mean, he flip-flops on everything. But on the same end, Obama, let's not forget who elected him. Big money. Wall Street, the banks. That's who elected him. And so now he's going to cry about the super PACs. Now, I do admit that I joined the Tea Party recently, but I got to do what I can to get Obama out of there because for the first 2 years of his term, he had control of the House and Senate, and he did nothing about jobs. He jammed that health care down our throats, and we now know it is so flawed. I mean, there's not anything good in that thing. So, yes, Romney flip-flops like crazy, but I got to go with him over Obama.
All right. Is this the issue that makes it or breaks it for you? 800-510-8255. Kathleen, listening to WJOL in Joliet, Illinois.
I would much rather hear President Obama say what he said, because what he said about it's okay for gays to marry, he has nothing to do with that one way or the other. He cannot tell grown people what to do. He can't even get this country going like it should to feed people. But I would much rather have him as president than to have a man that comes in and states he's going to take meals on wheels from old people that worked and slaved in this country. He's going to take food from children, babies that's going to school, hot lunches. He's going to destroy Medicaid, Medicare. You know, why would you want a person in there that's filthy rich going to stand in there and take all of your rights from you? Now, his words carry some weight. President Obama's words on gay marriage carries no weight at all. People, wake up. Stop voting against your interests and have a blessed day.
Wow. That's a pretty strong K-Man. 800-510-8255. Here's Angela in Lake City, Florida. Angela, you're live on the countdown. Hi.
Yes. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. Thank you for asking. And how about you?
I'm okay. I'm just waking up, just thinking and stuff like that. With everything going on, you know, I think gay marriage is. I think the same sex ain't right, but that's their business, what they want to do. I mean, as long as they don't mess with me, whatever, that's their business. Everybody make mistakes. I mean, if they want to be with a man, woman will be with one. Let them be.
Let them be.
I don't care. Don't mess with me. But you know, you got to love people for who they are. I mean, just because somebody is gay, that don't mean they're a bad person. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, ma'am. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Mike in New York thinks there are a lot more important things that we ought to be talking about.
I just want to say, you know what? I'm really not concerned about the gay agenda anymore. You know, they should join the rest of America. Our economy's in the toilet. Our jobs are lost overseas. We're involved in multiple wars. And yet we have to pick our political candidates on their views on abortion, gays. I mean, you know what? Why don't they just become Americans, never mind their sexuality, And let's all get the guy in there for the job and support him, the right guy.
All right. That's pretty poignant. And a lot of people agree with you, sir, I think. 800-510-8255. We're moving around in your mind the discussion of gay marriage, same-sex marriage. And let's listen now to Daniel, who's in Tennessee, listening to the countdown.
I think maybe he evolved, and he has the intestinal fortitude to change his opinion. Some politicians are so narrow-minded they can't. And if anybody that says they're a Christian, they have to promote Jesus Christ's love. There is no place in the Bible that demeans homosexuality. And I'm not saying that homosexual is right or wrong. I'm just saying when you take preference that you're not going to love somebody because they have a certain default, then you're not doing the Christian thing. Christ loves everybody. In my opinion, Barack Obama is doing a good job. He's standing up for the American worker, the people in America that have no chance. He is there trying to help them. And I think he's doing a good job. Give the man a break.
All right. There you go. There's somebody else with a positive opinion of President Obama. Mickey's in California. You're a Christian, I understand.
Oh, yes, yes. And look, I appreciate your program. I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. I don't hate gay people. The Bible says that we need to love everybody. But I hate their sin. And in the Bible says the marriage, I don't know why they make a big deal with the marriage. They're not Christians. A lot of them, they're not Christians. They don't even believe in God. You know, I agree with they're supposed to have a civil union. They need to have insurance. They need to have all kinds of stuff like the marriage people. But that's not marriage. That's not marriage. And I like Barack Obama and a lot of stuff. But in the economy and in the gay people thing, he's wrong. And I don't judge anybody. You can do whatever you want. But and the Bible says, specifically, the homosexuality, not only in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament, when the Jewish people, remember Leviticus, it talks about that. They don't go to bed with a man or say man or girl with a girl. You know what I mean? I'm a Mexican, and just because I'm Mexican, you know, I don't say, oh, they're discriminating me. No. I don't care what you do. You know what I mean? But when it comes to marriage and stuff like that, we have standards. We have, how do I say this? How do I put this?
Well, said it okay. You have your standards and you want to live by them, and that's terrific. Other people have their standards and they want to live by them, and it probably won't hurt you one way or another, sir. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255 as the controversy continues here on the countdown.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables, the anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this month and take advantage of big savings during our tire clearance event. Save up to 30% on top tire brands like Michelin, Dunlop, and BF Goodrich. Save up to 30% on wheels and accessories, too, including truck boxes, car top carriers, floor mats, oil, car wash supplies, and more. Just stop by the tire clearance event at Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center.
Savings range from 5 to 30%. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Assortment varies by store. While quantities last.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Eat this, don't eat that. Cut carbs, cut fat. What's an eater to do? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Every day, consumers are bombarded by conflicting and contradictory information about nutrition. And by far the biggest source of confusion is fats. Monica Reinagel, author, licensed nutritionist, and professionally trained chef, wants to set the record straight about fats.
One of the biggest myths is that low-fat diets are better for weight loss and heart health. All too often, people on low-fat diets end up eating more sugar and refined carbohydrates, which are even worse for both your waistline and your heart. I recommend a diet with a moderate amount of fat and a healthy balance of monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, and saturated fats.
The only fats you need to completely avoid, says Reinagel, are trans fats. Fortunately, many food manufacturers are replacing shortening and other hydrogenated oils with a healthier blend of unsaturated and saturated vegetable oils, such as palm oil. For more, visit AmericanPalmOilCouncil.com.
A wave of new veterans has returned from war. Now they face a new battle here at home. VFW needs you on our side in the fight for jobs for veterans, education for veterans, health care for veterans, and justice for veterans. It's time. Show your support at VFW.org. Please, they need you. Be there right now for veterans. VFW. No one does more for veterans.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. 2010 CRA data.
13 and a half before the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the focus on the president backing equality. You can thank him for endorsing marriage equality and add your voice to the discussion. Thank him for the discussion, I guess, in large part. 800-510-8255 brings us Carl in Florida on the countdown next. Hi.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm all right, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, my mind is that Obama's a cool person, but this law about this same-sex stuff, it ain't Steve and Steve. And God has a law for us to live, and that ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so people, they want to do what they want to do. I understand that, but, you know, let's keep it right.
All right, sir. We've heard all that stuff before. Let's move on. Richard, in Sturgis, South Dakota, you have something new to add to the conversation? Hi.
Hey, Doug. Yeah, you're brilliant. You're the owners, and I was into the radio. But Obama, he's also very brilliant. And the only way to get these people that are gay or lesbian to cooperate with society and become productive people is to give them the privileges that everybody else that works for their money
You think it's okay to legalize gay marriage?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I'm not gay. I don't recommend being gay, and I don't recommend getting in a gay marriage. But if you're going to, you know, do that way, you might as well have the privilege, feel normal, mm-hmm. you know, have a house and be productive. Because
right.
if not, they're just going to be counterproductive, and it's just going to hurt everybody around them. They're going to resist everybody that tries to defy them, and that's counterproductive to society. So just doing what they want. Don't hurt nobody.
Got it. Nobody's being hurt. The basic bottom line here is, do you agree with the president's support of gay marriage? Absolutely, or he's way off. That's pretty much what this is boiled down to. Jim's in Texas with some thoughts on this. Go ahead, sir.
I would ask that the homophobic right consider that the homosexual in Afghanistan didn't go there to defend blacks or whites, Catholics or Jews, Protestants or Muslims, gays or straights, but literally to take a bullet for all Americans, all of the many thousands of variations of us who exist. The idea that an American boy of such generous heart and mind and pure giving would in quiet moments think of the joy when he one day returns to marry his boyfriend, only to discover that the bullet he takes instead saves a handful of congressmen in the comfort and safety of the homeland where they sit composing the very legislation that will prevent that marriage is an outrage beyond expressing. We need to stop thinking about what harm we believe same-sex marriage may or might or could impose on heterosexuals and ask what right we have to deprive the gay American soldier of the great joy of all, the right to marry who you love.
Wow. That's about as good a call as I've heard on that for a long time. Jim in Texas, thank you, describing what happens with our men and women in uniform, what they're protecting. Wow, that was... I have nothing else to say after that. I'm not quite speechless, but I think I'm pretty taken back. Let's pause now. More of these calls coming up at 800-510-8255.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Some people think this is a bold experiment, and that this sort of expression on the radio ought to be banned. Can you imagine that? Good Lord. But there are people who don't want to hear these sorts of discussions. Well, I suggest to you, if you don't want to hear them, you turn the radio off or listen to something else. 800-510-8255. Chad is calling next to discuss the gay marriage issue here on the countdown. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, Doug. I've come across an aspect that I put a lot of thought in over the years that you never hear them talking about. And it's, you know, most Christians, I'm Catholic, I'm fine with gay people. But the reason why I have a problem with gay marriage is because the same as abortion, the reason why they don't pay for it with tax dollars because it would violate your religious beliefs. Now, that don't ask, don't tell is gone, if they made it 50-state legal, you're going to have to start paying to put up people's boyfriends and girlfriends or husbands, wives, whatever you call them, in violation of your religious beliefs. And I don't see how they could ever institute that. I mean, this is not just a social thing. This is, if it's going to come out of our money, which it will, if they allow the military members to become married, then all of a sudden, you know, we have ourselves a real religious and moral dilemma on our hands, don't we?
Well, what we have on our hands is another example of too much government in everybody's lives. Why should the government be involved in one's personal pursuits, marriage or otherwise? It's just a way for them to collect taxes and get in your shorts. Here's Art in Phoenix, Arizona, next up on the countdown, discussing whether or not you approve of the gay marriage idea, the allegations against gays pop up here and there. So I guess I'm just asking whether you agree with the civil union discussion, et cetera. I'm looking at State Island in Massachusetts has people who are gay getting married all the time. Pros and cons of same-sex marriage. Here you go, Art.
Well, I don't agree either way, but as a, I don't think an American, for me, deny somebody else happiness, it's kind of like being discriminated against. If that's what they want to do, let them do it. But at the same time, don't step on other people who don't condone it.
Yeah.
Don't be mad at them.
Yeah, right. That's what a lot of people are saying. Thank you, Derek in Maryland. Let's squeeze you in. Go ahead, sir.
I think that it's only natural that we call it evolution, because some people are saying that he only changed his point of view because of his daughters. We look to our presidents to have a family as a basis of whether or not they're a crazy person. So the fact that he can learn from his children is a sign that he doesn't see himself as the paragon of all that is right and all that is wrong. He's willing to learn from younger people, which is only a tribute to the fact that he is willing to learn. All of our politicians seem to have the point of view that they have complete knowledge of what is right, ethically or morally, and what is wrong.
800-510-8255. Let's move to Texas, where Pete has called in to talk about this discussion as it continues.
This shouldn't be any surprise. I don't think the president evolved. He showed his hand way back there. You remember when he decided, and I thought it was somewhat unconstitutional, that he wasn't going to enforce DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. Well, that tipped his hand right there. And speaking about the Constitution, there was a major article written, but of course the big liberal media didn't carry it, that nearly a dozen state attorney generals showed that the president has, he himself directly disregarded the Constitution 21 times. And so here we are talking about gay rights. I just can't believe we're going that far.
800-510-8255. Well, you better believe it, sir, because that's what's happening. Keith in North Carolina, let's finish this up, okay?
I'd just like to put it out there that I am a gay independent living in North Carolina, and I am appalled with this gay ban on for marriage, and it don't only affect the gays in North Carolina, it's affecting everybody. And also, why would you make such a law, make such an amendment, when there was already a ban on homosexual marriage, and also a ban on union, heterosexual unions as well, other than marriage? This is going to bring a downfall in North Carolina's economy, because a lot of companies will not come to North Carolina, and a few of them are going to leave North Carolina because of this stand that they have took. And my opinion on Obama coming out for gay marriage, all president candidates are going to say what the public wants them to say to get elected. There needs to be someone who has the gut to come out from the gate and stick to their words finally.
The words are over. The countdown is